Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
What was your name again, please?
Jameer.
Would you spell that for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. That is JAMEIRE.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Jameer.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling to find out if there's any way that I can find out what purchase was made to Vainglorious Incorporated on December the 12th, 2021, in the amount of $49.89.
Okay, ma'am. If you will, please provide me with that zip code so I can pull up that account for you.
The zip code is 37128.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And may I have your first and last name, please?
It's Betty, Betty. The last name is Bowden, Bowden.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I was able to locate that account for you. Could you verify the mailing address for security purposes?
4922 Post Drive, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, 37128.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Now give me 1 second to look at this account for you. Okay, ma'am. It looks like here, actually back on December the 23rd, you were charged $49.89, and that was for an online contest entry that you had for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. I'm not sure if you read those terms and conditions before placing that order, ma'am, but it stated that upon completion of that survey, you will be enrolled into a meal plan app, and the name of the meal plan app you got enrolled into is called Bites Hub, and that is spelled BITESHUB.
Well, you know, I never received anything or anything like that. And what happened? I mean, I don't know what happened.
So it says here, again, this is from their terms and conditions, that when you entered, you were entering for a chance to win that product. And if you were the winner, then they would email you.
You mean I paid?
And then once you got charged for that meal plan app, they also should have sent you an email for the app to download it.
I didn't get anything like that to my knowledge, and I'm very close about looking at my emails and things like that. But can I explain something to you?
Yes, ma'am.
I am a senior, 88 years old. And I sometimes do not understand what's going on, and I don't think they were supposed to charge me that $49.89, if I remember correctly. I don't know what happened. I think I just backed out of it or something, and I do remember something like that, but I need to get this settled. It's me.
Yes, ma'am. And when you say...
I do not have a Dyson. What is it, a Dyson?
A Dyson vacuum cleaner.
I do not have one. I never did get one. I don't remember ever getting any notification of anyone of anything. So what can you help me with?
Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am. First and foremost, if you would like to keep this meal plan app, I can offer to bring it down to $20 a month for you.
I can't do that.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
I don't have any. I didn't get anything.
Yes, ma'am. So again, they said that they would email the winner, so I'm guessing someone else got it. Give me 1 second. I canceled this account for you.
Okay.
Let me see if I can do anything about the charge.
I would appreciate that. I'm sorry if I'm
not totally computer savvy
and don't understand everything that's going on. I just I'm terribly sorry about that.
Yeah, it's okay, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. So, looks like here I can get you a 25% discount on those charges.
Oh, now how much charge would I have?
One second.
I don't want to buy anything that's really expensive. I just don't. I can't afford it.
Yes, ma'am. So, I understand you don't want so that charge, the final price of that charge would be $37.42, and the amount that you will receive back is $12.47.
Is that all you can do for me? This was a birthday present from a friend of mine, and I would hate to see I'm definitely would not tell her about my stupidity.
Okay, ma'am. Give me one second. Okay, ma'am. So it looks like here, I can get you $45, ma'am. But it looks like here, for the setup of this account, it's a $5 charge.
I still don't understand what you're saying.
So it was a $5 setup fee. So when this account got made, it costed them $5 to make it. So it's the $5 to have this account set up. And so with that being said, I can get you $45 back.
That would be great of you.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second. Let me get this account documented. Get this account canceled and a refund issued to you, ma'am. And I'll be right back with that cancellation number and that refund information for you.
I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am.
Just a minute, Bill.
Okay, ma'am, I got this account canceled for you. I got the refund issued to you. You should receive an email regarding that refund, ma'am. You should also see it back in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days. And I also have a cancellation number if you would like that, ma'am.
Yes, I would.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And that number is C, as in cat.
Okay.
920-312-630.
May I repeat that to you, please?
Yes, ma'am.
It is C as in cat, 920-312-630.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
Okay, and how much will the refund be, did you say?
$45, ma'am.
And you're going to send me an email to that effect, and then
yes, ma'am.
Will I get a? What will I get? How will I get the money back?
It'll go right back onto the card that was charged.
Oh, okay. And
yes,
then
ma'am.
How long would that take?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay, Jermier, I really appreciate your help, and I pray that the Lord will bless you for this.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And if that was all, I thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
Yes, and God bless you. I know He blesses me every day.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.